From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. With today's program, Dr. Cairns concludes this series of studies in the Epistle to the Colossians. Dr. Cairns is addressing the subject of living in the experience of God's power. The text is chapter 1, verse 29, where Paul says, "Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily." Paul is speaking here of his labors to produce fully mature Christians. As Dr. Cairns has been explaining, the first way in which God's people experience God's power is in salvation. Then, believers experience the power of God in their lives in the process of sanctification. Also, God works confession in his people, whereby they come to say the same thing about sin as the Lord says. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit works conformity to Christ in believers as he produces in them the fruit of the Spirit. All of this leads to Christians experiencing the hope they have in Christ and victory over sin. This process culminates in believers experiencing God's power in them for service. Believers have the great privilege of being co-laborers with Christ in carrying out God's will on earth. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message in just a few minutes. First, here is an encouraging thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, "Go, Take Your Property." The text is found in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 21. "Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord the God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged." There is a heritage of grace which we ought to be bold enough to win for our possession. All that one believer has gained is free to another. We may be strong in faith, fervent in love, and abundant in labor. There is nothing to prevent it. Let us go up and take possession. The sweetest experience and the brightest grace are as much for us as for any of our brethren. Jehovah has set it before us. No one can deny our right. Let us go up and possess it in his name. The world also lies before us to be conquered for the Lord Jesus. We are not to leave any country or corner of it unsubdued. That slum near our house is before us, not to baffle our endeavors, but to yield to them. We have only to summon courage enough to go forward, and we shall win dark homes and hard hearts for Jesus. Let us never leave the people in a lane or alley to die because we have not enough faith in Jesus and his gospel to go up and possess the land. No spot is too benighted, no person so profane as to be beyond the power of grace. Cowardice be gone. Faith marches to the conquest. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're grateful for the encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very thankful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the LTBS Quarterly Magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Risen Christ. The articles include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Poland, as well as a report on what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is the unpardonable sin? And will those perish who have never heard of Jesus Christ? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. God's people not only experience God's power working in them in salvation and God's power working in them in sanctification, but God's people experience God's power working through them in service. And I think really that's the primary meaning of Paul's words in the text when he says he's laboring, striving according to the working of God, which works in him mightily. You see, what Paul was claiming for himself was what was true of the Lord Jesus. Remember, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. That really shook them. They were used to learned preachers. The preachers, the speakers, the Sanhedrin leaders, the great Pharisee leaders, the rabbis of the Jews, they were so learned. They make our scholars today look like intellectual pygmies. You're talking about a bunch of men who from memory could reconstruct practically the entirety of the Hebrew text. You're talking about men who knew not only the meaning of a word and the usage of a word, but could recite to you every place it occurred, when and why it occurred. They were men of immense learning. The Jews were used to that. But when Jesus came, though he was more learned than all of them put together, what struck the people was that his word was with power. There was a living power within it. Now that can be so with a learned preacher. This is not to denigrate the learning. It may be so with a learned preacher. But what I'm saying is that let us never substitute anything in the service of God for the power of the Holy Ghost. The apostles were deeply conscious that they labored by no power of their own. You remember how before his ascension, the Lord Jesus gave them the promise of power. Acts 1 verse 8, ye shall receive power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you. The apostles realized nothing less than that power could be sufficient for their task. As Paul went to Corinth, as no doubt you've heard many preachers say, he was discouraged in heart. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. When he wrote to the Thessalonians, perhaps his earliest of all letters, to his new converts there, he says, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. That's why they shook the world. That's why they shook the world. Paul said in Romans 15, 19, that by the power of the Spirit of God, he went from Jerusalem round about unto Illyricum and fully preached the gospel of Christ by the power of the Spirit of God. That's what shook the world. And it did shake it. And it did change it. Do you remember the enemies of the apostle says they described them as these that have turned the world upside down? I'm going to remind you of a great outline on that text. I used it when I was preaching through the life of Paul. There was an old Methodist preacher, he may not have been too terribly learned, but he took that text, they turned the world upside down. And his first point was, the world's the wrong way up. Second, it needs turning upside down. Third, we are the men to do it. Great outline. You wouldn't say terribly theological, but I want to tell you, that breed of Methodist preachers did turn the world upside down. And no matter what your sociological historians tell you, let me tell you the real story of Europe. In the days immediately after the Methodist revival, when the rest of Europe was in a ferment, when Italy and France were being pulled apart by internal dissension, England, with all the same sociological needs, pressures, and distresses, England was moved with a mighty spirit of revival. And that's the reason, not because of its superior politicians. As the Americans found out in the 18th century, England was not overblessed with many superior politicians. That's why this country came into being as it did. You were dealing with a bunch of pin-headed nincompoops, and the only man among them who could have done a good job in the providence of God was led aside with temporary insanity. Don't know if you knew that little bit of English history, but now you do. The Earl of Chatham, the Elder Pitt. What saved them? Men like those Methodist preachers. Oh, they were denigrated. They were disgusting to the Episcopalian aristocracy. How can Wesley and Whitfield allow untrained, uneducated men? By the way, many of them became better educated than the Episcopalian ministers. They were educated in God's word. Many of them were men of great intellect. You see, the opportunity for going to college was not very widespread, and you always draw a distinction between education and intelligence. But not to go down that line. They actually were not altogether foolish men, but some of them knew very little. They certainly could read no Greek or Hebrew. In many cases, some of them could, but in many cases. In fact, some of them were quite challenged to read English. And it was a scandal to allow men like this to get up and preach. But preach they did. And they turned the world upside down. I've often mentioned to you the life story of Billy Bray, the king's son. Many of you still have never read it. And I'm telling you, you've missed one of the classics of Christian biography. Just a little book. You'll have to get it secondhand, I think, unless it's been republished. I didn't know it. A Cornish miner. I don't agree with his theology. Way off the wall, an Arminian in the extreme. But I want to tell you, Billy Bray knew God. And God knew Billy Bray. You read his life story, you'll spend half the time laughing. It was the day he was coming to preach, or coming home from preaching, I should say. It was midnight. Coming through a forest. Dark and eerie. And some of his enemies thought, we'll make a right fool of Billy Bray. And so they got a big sheet over them, and they got away in among the trees. And as Billy was coming along, they came out, and they appeared about 10 yards in front of him. They said, "Oh, Billy, I'm the devil, and I've come to get you." And Billy said immediately, "Hallelujah, I never thought he was that far away from me." He's the man who said, "If you stuff me in a barrel, I'll shout hallelujah through the bunghole." And he did. But it wasn't all talk. Billy Bray labored in the mines, and then labored in the deeper mines of reaching the souls of men. Hadn't a cent to his name, but he built churches. He's only one. I give you a list of Methodist preachers. Men who turned the world upside down for God. The world's the wrong way up. It needs turning upside down. Can we honestly say we are the men to do it? We need this power of God. Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." But remember, Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." God works in his people and through them in their service to reach others for Christ. God can use you. God may not make you a Billy Bray or a C.H. Spurgeon, God may not make you a preacher. He may not make you a lecturer, a professor, or a teacher. But God can use you where you are. God can flow through you if you're willing to be a servant of God, if you're willing to sell out to Him, if you're willing to be a vehicle of His power, if you're willing to reach the end of self. Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated unto Thee. If that's your prayer, you can, full of the Holy Ghost and power, you can be used of God in the place where the Lord puts you. Do you realize that to this day, it seems very, very much out of date, out of character for the day in which we live, but to this day, one, if not the most, but one of the most prolific ways the Lord has of reaching the lost and bringing them to Christ is with humble Christians handing out good gospel literature, just handing it out. They don't always see the fruit of their labor. They are not always the ones to do the pointing to Christ. But what does that matter? It's not for the glory of man, this. This is for the glory of God. You can be used. There's power available for you, not only to live in holiness, but to serve the Lord with blessing. Living in the experience of God's power. That is genuine Christianity. Anything else is a sham. May God teach us reality. And let us live in the experience of His saving, sanctifying, and enabling power. Let's bow together in prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven and God of love, we own Thy power to save, that power by which our Savior rose victorious o'er the grave. Father in heaven, exercise that power by Thy gracious Holy Spirit to the saving of the lost, to the restoring of the backslidden. O God, use Thy power in the sanctification of Thy people and in filling and enabling us to serve Thee acceptably. God, answer prayer and give fruit for the preaching of Thy holy word. And now, Lord, we pray, grant that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the blessed communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit may be the portion of all Thy people today and until the Lord Jesus either calls us home or comes again in all His glory. We pray, giving Thee thanks, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, You may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.